tonight's devotion is entitled Noah's Faith. And there are four thoughts taken from verse 7 of Hebrews chapter 11. A God-fearer's faith. A faith backed by action. A salvific faith. A faith rewarded. It is interesting, the Chinese character for sheep, the word chuan, consists of an ark, which is a Chinese character zhou, with eight mouths, fa ko. Welcome to prayer meeting. Opening. It fits exactly the Genesis account 3-2-4 of the global flood during the days of Noah, where Noah and his wife, his three sons and their wives, eight members of Noah's family,
trusting through a stormy way. Even when my faith is small, trusting Jesus, that is all. Trusting as the moments fly, trusting as the days go by, trusting Him whatever befalls.
Light in the
righteous and free.
I think
turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look to His wonderful face. And the things of the world grow strangely in the light of His glory and grace. Through death into life everlasting. We passed and we followed Him there. Over us in no more had dominion, for more than conquerors we are. Turn your eyes upon Jesus, full in His wonderful face. Everything of the world grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. His word shall not fail you, He promised. Believe in and all will be well. Then go to a world that is dying. His perfect salvation to come. Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in His wonderful face. And think of the will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace.
God has a solution. The minor hymn for tonight is 300. There must be an ark, a boat that is to be built,
335.
So as to be able to house the living. Not overwhelmed. This was the understanding that God gave
dangers around. Suffer temptations, troubles abound. Nothing seems hopeless, nothing seems grand. All is despairing, oftentimes sad.
Hearts
keep on believing. On believing, there's nothing to fear. Keep on believing, this is the way.
Perish
in the night, yes, well as the day. It's over easy. Chances for proving what He can do. Keep on believing Jesus is near.
Knowledge.
Keep on believing there's nothing to fear. Keep on believing this is the way. In the night, yes, well as the day.
Learn how to
build is your wisdom. God is your branch. God ever near you, guiding you right. He understands you, knows all you need. Trusting in Him, you surely
They saw the ark being built, and they said, what rain, what flood, what judgment.
By faith, Noah, Psalm 103, being warned of all these things,
but the mercy of the Lord
moved with
is
fear,
everlasting, everlasting,
to the saving
upon them that fear,
by the which he condemned the world,
and his righteousness,
and became heir
children,
the righteousness, which is by
God. By the ark,
he preserved Noah and disciples in Noah's faith.
So the first thought is this, that Noah was a God fearer.
All thoughts.
His faith was undergirded by the fear. And secondly,
a God fearer.
Noah's faith was an active faith. It was a faith that is backed by action.
James says,
even so, faith, if it had not works, is dead.
Salvation faith.
Yeah, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works.
The word chuan,
faith,
consists of an ark.
It's always fact,
which is the Chinese correction. So,
and so what did Noah do?
Verse 7b says, he prepared an ark.
He prepared an ark to the saving of his house. It fits
exactly
what was Noah's
response
when God told him of the judgment.
Of the global flood. During the days
Noah believed God.
Where Noah was a man
who had encountered
his
God,
three sons
and knew
and their wives,
God meant
eight members of Noah's family,
and said that
on board the ark were saved from the global deluge that destroyed all the living on earth.
To take God at his word. To believe that he is God.
God preserves the truth
and to act upon it. And so,
in the election,
fear in Noah's heart
of the Chinese language
was not
as a test,
negative emotion
to the Chinese,
but it
people,
was a wake up call,
the veracity of the Bible,
bell that strikes right in front of you.
indeed causing you to be
stirred up in
vessel.
Life. That was what happened to him.
Noah's
he was stirred up to life to flee into the safety of God.
We applaud the faith of Noah.
Because danger signs
he took heed
were being sounded out.
Warning.
The siren was
and
being sounded out.
Obediently constructed.
Judgment is coming.
That saved Jesus.
This was a signal to provoke his soul to watchfulness
and
to sobriety, to lifelong action.
It's interesting.
100 years
he built the ark.
There was no rain.
Built, like the ark.
And he received all
300 cubits long,
laughing
cubits
and
wide,
mocking
cubits
from
the
people
high,
who
and
was wondering what is he doing with his life?
22.5
why is he wasting his time?
22.5 it has a roof that is one cubit.
No one knew what it was.
Of the top, a window,
and
was
at the side. Living by faith.
And there is one roof that
his faith was back for light
and air intake. So when I was
James
visiting Hong Kong 2 years ago, what does it profit, my friend? There was a place.
Oh, man's faith.
He had built.
Can faith save a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food? Any one of you say unto him, depart in peace,
and,
be warmed and filled, notwithstanding ye gave them not those things which are needful to the body.
What that we learn it from Prophet Noah's life? The lesson of faith. The lesson of faith to take God, Noah was moved with him
and to act upon because he saw
to
wickedness in the world all around. God's faith
and
him concerning the depraved state of mankind, a faith that was undergirded with new
precise
action
according to God's instruction.
And he knew that judgment will surely come.
Genesis 6:20.
And he prepared
us,
and he put his house in order
to all that God commanded him.
So this was how Noah responded to God's.
And Genesis 7,
warning of the judgment to come.
Verse 1, the Lord
and
said unto Noah,
come thou
and
with all thy house
and
call
to
action,
for thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation.
Saving,
and he says, to bring the
clean beast
of seven.
Not only was Noah and his family saved,
and then
but by his action of building the ark, it was an act.
I
pronounces the judgment
to destroy
to the world.
All
who sees it
from the
and don't believe
Noah followed the instruction
that God will judge the earth with a global flood.
Exactly what God commanded.
Will perish without the ark.
What was the motivation for
but all who believe and would enter into the ark
submission
before the rain came?
Peter, and the rain
didn't stop.
That Noah was moved. With
40 days and 40 nights.
That's the first thought.
Until the entire world was
by faith, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear.
The Bible says
Noah was a man who feared God.
Who feared God.
There is a holy reverence, respect, and honor
by the way
that he accorded to God's word.
The word
that distinguished him from his generation. To judge people
worthy
in his generation.
Country.
And so Noah
took
by
his mission to God,
said,
warning himself
that he is
going
to
destroy
the world
against the evil,
the global
wickedness.
But Noah took God's word seriously,
used God's truth.
His very obedience
he was willing
God
to
in the building of the ark
and the preparing of his family was a judgment against the mockers and scoffers who, by their unbelief, perished when God sent the flood.
It was unimaginable
that the heavens were open
and water was poured out of heaven,
and this was his responsible response to the privilege that God gave, to the knowledge that God gave
from the Lord.
He had the fear of God in his heart,
and
that
fear
moved
him
to action. His covenant,
he would show them
his promise. This was what God
said.
He would show a confession for God to the world.
Noah, what he's about to do.
You have
Noah,
been studying the book,
and
condemn the world,
and Proverbs chapter 2,
God condemns
if thou searches for wisdom. Inspiration.
He built and silver and
he prepared his family.
He preached
to the world.
And
don't
know how long Noah preached and find the knowledge of God.
More than 100
years. Noah found in his time.
We've been preaching here for the last 4 years.
God is going to destroy the earth.
Noah preached.
And that no living
thing
is going to survive. But God has a solution. There must be an ark,
just
a
like
boat
that.
That is to be built so as to be able to
that are prepared, recorded.
House.
He
the preached living. For 100 years, and what did he preach
the
about?
Flood.
One message.
Overwhelmed you.
Judgment is coming.
That God
judgment is coming to Noah. How can the people hear of judgment and yet? He is a buckler, he is a shield to them that walk upright.
He keepeth the path
the call of God, reveals the grace
of the ways of his saints.
Indeed, God is so sad about to judge the earth because
why is it
the hearts of men attack those who are evil,
choose to go their own way,
refuse to heed the warning of Scripture. In that judgment.
And so we said that God
Noah's faith was a God fearing faith.
And he prepared the
his faith was a faith that is undergirded
at the way
and backed by
so that they would
action,
perish.
Solid action. He gave his life to follow God's
Bible says
instructions to the Jordan
keepers and the paths of judgment and preserve
the way of his saints.
Then shalt thou
understand
righteousness and judgment and equity.
Yea, every good path,
when wisdom enters
into
thy heart,
and knowledge as a
word
by
Noah's
discretion shall preserve thee, understanding shall keep
this was what we learned. And finally, it was a faith that was studying the book of Proverbs.
God gives to us the understanding.
He came as
the
heir
to do.
And that the righteousness,
knowledge, gives to us the wisdom
to receive righteous men
to prepare for rightly.
And you know, the only
one
gives from the old world to this new world,
small structure.
And
it's
all
interesting that
believe,
you know, men
did not perish
since then
in the global
learn how
cleansing,
build a seaworthy vessel. By what imitates
the Bible tells us that
there is more to come. Be warned of another global flood of God's judgment that is coming.
A vessel that would float.
Amidst this next judgment is to be by fire.
So
God reveals
Noah
the judgment.
13 says,
but the day of the Lord will come as a thief
in the night.
It was God who came to Noah
in
which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner
of
persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hastening unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat.
So that
nevertheless, we according to his promise look for new heavens and a new earth.
What very
amazing grace. God,
the first judgment,
condescending to reveal himself to Noah,
to
make known his plans to Noah. God was gracious to Noah.
And it's interesting
among
that
the kindest
men
living on earth,
thus kind of calamity
in the
dark
world, Noah was special.
It says God,
the water on top and the fire below. While the world's
judgment
global wickedness, Noah,
the next judgment global,
God gave him grace to believe, and God gave him grace to have a heart that is sanctified, to be walking with God.
And the Lord tells us the days leading to his coming again. And so
Noah was warned of God.
The final judgment. Bible tells us, verse 17,
will be God a world like on him,
like concerning Noah's judgment to come. Matthew 24.
And Jesus, God's fear came upon Noah. This is
warned
what
God says.
But as the days of Noah were undergirded,
so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be
by the fear of God.
For as in the days that were before the flood, eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, for the until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them
all away, let all the earth.
So shall also the coming of the Son of Man,
all the inhabitants of the world stand in all their places.
If this verse in some place,
as it was in Noah's time, then you
just before God brought all the global world crowding into the ark,
destroyed the whole.
But it was not like that.
God will bring
the ark to the whole world,
and they all mocked.
While Noah built the ark,
they saw the ark
in a fire, and they said, "What is the ark of Jesus' blood?
What judgment
when Jesus will return and receive the church to glory?"
Psalm 103, verse
the only way out
of the mercy of global
is from everlasting
to everlasting
is up upon the
rapture of the church.
And God receives the church to glory,
children's children.
God would,
and our inheritance
preserve Noah's
posterity.
The first thought is this, that Noah,
the Lord will recreate,
and he will reign with Christ
undergirded
by the fear of God.
And secondly,
and the Bible says
Noah's faith,
God will wipe away
all tears from their eyes.
It was a faith
no more death by action,
neither sorrow, crying,
neither shall there be any more pain,
if it had not.
For the former things are past,
being alone.
Yeah. A man may say, "Thou hast faith."
Dear friends, do you
and
see
I have
works?
Show me thy faith without
thy works,
and I will show thee my faith.
By
God has visited us with his gracious offer.
God has warned us through his word
of things not seen yet.
He prepared an ark,
and we ask to
prepare
to the saving of his house.
What was
Noah's
response when God told him of the judgment?
How to be sure that we are a child of God?
Noah believed God.
That we have repented of our sins.
This was a man who had encountered.
And that we have received Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior.
Every word he said, and said every word he meant.
This is the kind of an
on the 26th of December 2004, there was an
undersea
earthquake of the magnitude.
To believe that he is God.
It was the third largest earthquake
ever recorded.
And so,
that
fear in Noah's heart,
the west coast of,
was not a negative emotion,
220,
but it was a wake up call.
11 countries,
like a
parish
fell in the tsunami,
strikes right in front of you,
that would
causing you to be stirred up to life.
That was what happened to him.
He was stirred up to life. To flee into the safety of God,
a call
to Sri Lanka,
because danger
signs
were being sounded out,
the brother in Christ.
The siren was being sounded out
by God.
Judgment is coming.
It was so clear.
It was a signal to provoke his soul to watchfulness.
We were told
and
that
sobriety,
lifelong
action came into the church.
100 years
he built the ark.
There was no rain.
Church was further inland,
and
but it was flooded.
He received all
he escaped
the laughing and the mocking.
But 225,000 souls
wondering what is he doing with his life?
Why is he wasting his time?
When the judgment comes,
well,
no one knew what he was doing.
It's too late.
He was
living
on not in Christ Jesus.
And if you will die today,
you will face an eternal separation from God.
James says in verse 14 of chapter 2,
what does it profit, my brethren,
though a man say
eternal death,
can faith,
judgment in hellfire
be naked and destitute?
If you don't, anyone
know this truth,
depart in peace.
I say this,
ye warped and filled, not because they need Jesus Christ,
your Lord is needful to the body.
I say this to you.
You
have to receive him immediately. Because you never know.
Noah was
when that moved
with fear.
Just to
because he saw wickedness in the world,
and
was diagnosed.
God revealed to him
concerning the depraved
situation
of cancer.
Monday by Thursday he's gone.
The way to go.
But he received the Lord on Monday.
The judgment
so that by Thursday
come,
when God took him home
and he prepared
and he put his house in order,
saved his soul.
So this was
he
how
Noah was
perish
in eternity.
To God's
God saved him.
God was warning of the judgment.
Remember on the Wednesday,
before the Thursday, you passed
call on action.
Three of us from here
was
result when and we sang in
congregation
of his house.
Bible says that
how would we know that he would
not only
was
Noah and his family saved,
in fact the whole family was
saved,
but expecting
him to return
home
building
Thursday morning.
It was
a call
an act
that morning that Father has
that
pronounces
on the judgment
to the world.
Devil
who sees it
and don't believe
they prepared the house
or the,
that God will judge
the
earth with a global flood
or
perish without the ark,
but to receive
the all who will believe and would enter into the
ark. Because Father has
all the
faith,
Peter,
and the rain didn't stop,
albeit in the last
40
days
and 40 nights,
until the entire world was
engulfed.
Because he believed
in water.
He was counted righteous.
He confessed
Moses
with his mouth
and believed in his heart
to the saving of his house.
That Jesus died and rose again from the dead the third day.
And he was saved.
Condemned means to judge
again. God saved him
to judge
worthy
in the nick of time.
Punish him.
And so Noah
wants his
mission
realized.
Set
himself
to be awakened
humble
against
the signs of the
wickedness
in his
and we are living in the days of Noah
used
God's truth
that the ark is being built
obedience to God
and that the ark is
built
Jesus Christ
and the preparing of his
family don't know him
was a judgment
a day
against
will come
the mockers
the Lord will order
and scoffers
who by their unbelief
and then
perished
when God sent the flood
and then they start to cry
it's too late
walk.
Noah was
death brings to us
an
eternal separation.
And this was his
responsible
response.
Heaven and hell.
The privilege that God gave
eternal
knowledge that God gave to him.
He had that fear of God in his
heart.
Jesus
Christ.
And that fear moved him
to action.
Eternal life.
And that saved him.
As he
God
witnessed
a confession for
God.
Nearest in the nearness of
his son's return.
And the judgment
Noah
is coming.
Condemn the world.
And that we are to have
the
faith of Noah.
Noah's
what was the faith of Noah?
He built the ark.
We said
he prepared
his family.
God,
he preached
to the world.
You know how long Noah preached?
The 7 days.
It was a faith that
Noah
was backed by action. It was a salvific faith.
4 years.
It was a faith
rewarded.
Preached.
100 years
give to us
such wonderful faith.
So needful in these last days.
And you know, we said just
like
that. Yeah.
As in the days
some
messages
that are
so
prepared,
recorded. He preached for 100 years
and
what did he preach about?
One
message. Judgment is coming.
May we
judgment is coming. How can the people
like Noah
hear of the judgment and yet
walk?
He became an heir,
refused
righteousness,
which is by faith.
The call of God.
Let's
refuse the grace.
Father, we thank thee for thy word.
Thank thee for thy mercy
in giving to
so
us
that
the saving knowledge.
Why is it that
of Jesus?
Yeah, those who choose to go their own way,
shed his blood to wash,
refuse to heed the warning of
scripture. Later, he rose from the dead. to save us.
And so we said that Noah's faith was a God-fearing
thing for the eternal life.
His faith was a faith that is undergirded.
May our faith be backed by action.
And may
solid
our faith
should be one that is.
He gave his life.
May we go and tell
to follow
the
God
around us.
Instructions.
Judgment is coming
to the jot and the tittle.
Only in Jesus Christ there's the end.
Only in the ark of Jesus Christ
to save there is safety.
Lord, may thou be merciful to save
witness.
I pray with a
confession to the world,
Jesus,
that the world by Noah's witness were judged. And finally, it was a faith that was rewarded. He became an heir of the righteousness which is by faith. Noah received a righteous man's reward. Only Noah passed from the old world to the new world. All who believed did not perish in the global cleansing that God meted out upon all mankind.
But the Bible tells us that there is more to come. Be warned of another global flood of God's judgment that is coming. This next judgment is to be by fire.
And 2 Peter 3 verse 10 to 13 says,
but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hastening unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. The first judgment was by water. The coming judgment by fire. And it's interesting that the Chinese word for disaster, calamity,
zai,
consists of the water on top and the fire below. The first judgment, global flood. The next judgment, global fire. And the Lord tells us the days leading to his coming again, leading to the final judgment, will be a world like likened to Noah's time. Matthew 24, Jesus himself warns us and says, but as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Dear friends, this is a deception today. As it was in Noah's time, just before God brought all the global flood that destroyed the whole world, God will bring a further judgment to the whole world. And the only escape in a fire is in the ark of Jesus Christ. When Jesus will return and receive the church to glory, the only way out of a global fire is up the rapture of the church. God would receive the church to glory.
And our inheritance, dear friends, is in the new heavens and the new earth. The Lord will recreate, and we will reign with Christ as His bride. And the Bible says that God will wipe away all tears from their eyes. There shall be no more death, neither sorrow, crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Dear friends, do you see how similar the situation is to Noah's time as it is today? God has visited us with His gracious offer. God has warned us through His word of things not seen as yet. And we are asked to prepare. How do we prepare ourselves? How to be sure that we are a child of God, that we have repented of our sins, and that we have received Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. On the 26th of December 2004, there was an undersea earthquake of the magnitude of 9.1. It was the third largest earthquake ever recorded. Its epicenter of the west coast of Sumatra. 225,000 people from 11 countries will perish in the tsunami churned waves that would tower 100 feet high. I recall at that time receive a message, a call to Sri Lanka. Affected. And later on, the brother in Christ said, I was in the beach, and somehow the beach was so clear, and we started to run up. Indeed, we were told that the flood waters came into the church, but didn't overflood it because the church was further inland, but it was flooded nonetheless. He escaped, but 225,000 souls perished at that time. When the judgment comes, it's too late. If you are not in Christ Jesus, and if you were to die today, you will face an eternal separation from God. Eternal death, judgment in hellfire. If you don't know this truth, I say this to you. If you have not received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I say this to you, that we are to receive Him immediately, because you never know when death will come. Just 2 weeks ago, we had a man who was diagnosed or who had a situation with cancer. Monday by Thursday he's gone, but he received the Lord on Monday, so that by Thursday when God took him home, God saved his soul. He did not perish in eternity. God saved him. God was merciful to him. I remember on the Wednesday, before the Thursday he would pass on, three of us from here went and we sang choruses to him. How would we know that he would perish by Thursday morning? In fact, the whole family was expecting him to return home on Thursday morning, but we received a call that morning that Father has gone home. It was devastating for the whole family. They prepared the house, ordered the hospital bed to be put in the house,
all ready,
but to receive the sad news.
But because Father has confessed Jesus Christ,
albeit in the last few days of his life, Bible says that because he believed, he was counted righteous. He confessed with his mouth and believed in his heart that Jesus died and rose again from the dead the third day, and he was saved. God saved him in the nick of time. And so the Lord wants us to realize, to be awakened to the signs of the times, that we are living in the days of Noah, that the ark is being built, and that the ark is in Jesus Christ. And if you don't know him, a day will come when the Lord will order that the door be shut, and then the rain will start. And then you start to cry, it's too late. Death brings to us an eternal separation. Eternal separation. Heaven and hell. Eternal death. But if you know Jesus Christ, he gives to you eternal life. God wants us to see the nearness of his son's return, and the judgment is coming, and that we are to have the faith of Noah. What was the faith of Noah? We said that it was a God-fearous faith. Verse 17. It was a faith that was backed by action. It was a salvific faith. It was a faith reward you. May God give to us such wonderful faith, so needful in these last days. As Jesus said, as in the days of Noah, so shall it be when the Son of Man cometh. Dear friends, let us be ready. May we be prepared. May we receive, like Noah, a righteous man's reward. He became an heir of righteousness, which is by faith. Amen. Let us pray. Father, we thank thee for thy word. Thank thee for thy mercy in giving to us the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. How he died for our sins, shed his blood to wash away our sins, and 3 days later he rose from the dead to save us from eternal damnation in hellfire. Lord, thank thee for the eternal life that thou gives to us, to all who believes. May our faith be affirmed, and may our faith be one that is backed by action. May we go and tell the people around us that judgment is coming. Only in Jesus Christ there is safety. Only in the ark of Jesus Christ there is safety. Lord, may thou be merciful to save. This I pray with thanksgiving in Jesus' name.